Good morning. It's Saturday morning. It's what time is it? It's 9:54 a.m. 9:54 a.m. on Saturday, November the 8th, 2014. That's 48. It's almost 50 degrees, I think. The official temperature is 45. I don't really care about the official temperature. Although it's a good. That's a good marker point. So yesterday was a work day. It was Friday. It was an odd day to start because I took a different route to walk in. I'm back in my old groove this morning. I may do some more park walks just to break it up, maybe once a week or so. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes out. So yesterday, South Coast was my primary focus. I'm up to about the 20% mark. I worked on it some more last night. I worked until I broke 20% yesterday, and then started dealing with some other stuff. And then, because I had to stay up late last night to wait for the kid to come home from her cast party, I just sort of pecked away at it, trying to straighten out some of the syntax, trying to correct a lot of the things that I do much better now. So cleaning up dialogue tags, cleaning up extraneous and repetitious passages. Story's still the same. Story's going to still be pretty much the same story. But when it gets to the page, it'll lay down a lot better, I think. So, yeah, and then I went through and added the markup tasks to my to-do list and my schedule to see if I still got time to get them all marked up. I do. It's going to take a concentrated effort to get the markup taken care of, loaded in. I've got 6 books to mark up, 1 book to publish, 2 books to read. I'm probably not going to get the reading done by the end of the year. The last markup task ends about the week before Christmas. And with everybody home for Christmas, starting sometime around the 18th, I think, I'm probably not going to get much reading in over the holiday break. And then I have to go to Cosine in January. January 23rd to the 25th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, yeah, yesterday was actually a pretty productive day, all things considered. Some big machine is running here. I can't quite figure out where, but I'm clearly walking towards it. gigantic vacuum sucking up the leaves. That's what it looks like. That's amusing. A leaf sucker. Well, I suppose it's no weirder than a gopher sucker. When we first moved out here, prairie dogs, gophers were everywhere, and they were a serious problem. Because when we moved here, my neighborhood was in the middle of prairie. It's been built up quite substantially around us over the last 20 years. Not too surprising, I suppose. 20 years would see a lot of growth. So a lot of the places where prairie dogs used to live are now suburbs, housing developments. Garage sales. But one of the tools that they use to clean out the prairie dogs was something called a gopher sucker. And they had a big truck-mounted vacuum that they would clamp down over one of the prairie dog exits and siphon them out. In the propaganda, it didn't really harm them, other than it disturbed them. And then they would take them out to the open plains, the grasslands, and turn them loose. Now, whether or not they actually did that, I don't know. That was the story going around, was that they had these gopher sucker trucks that would vacuum out the gophers, the prairie dogs. The prairie dogs are cute. I like the prairie dogs a lot, except there's one overwhelming issue with them, and that's that they have fleas that carry the hantavirus, which is the virus that gives humans bubonic plague. So, yeah, we live in a neighborhood of plague carriers. It's kind of an interesting challenge. It's an interesting problem, isn't it? We don't really think about the fact that the bubonic plague lives next door. Most people don't think about West Nile virus anymore, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. All it takes is another damp spring and we will be up to our armpits. In the West Nile carrying mosquitoes. Not a biggie for me, but could be rather significant for some other people. Hey, okay. Eastward, here we go. Jets flying west. I haven't had any breakfast this morning. I didn't get up until it was like 8:30. So I've been up a while, but not a long time. I've had maybe a cup of coffee. Had some coffee. I don't know if I got a whole cup down me before I said, you know, it's getting late, I better go before I lose it. It's eating into my work time, but I'll work this afternoon. I also have to deal with the kitchen. The kitchen kind of exploded yesterday. I made dinner, and then I had to go take the kid to the play, and I didn't get home until 10:30 or 9:30. She didn't get home until midnight. Monk Post. So I didn't get to sleep until 12:30, and the kitchen is still a wreck. I would have cleaned it up when I came home last night, except my wife was already in bed and asleep, so I didn't want to rattle pots and pans and stuff in the kitchen. But I suppose I'll need to do that this morning. I need to figure out something to fix for lunch. And then something to fix for dinner. Hi. Just got another early call tonight, 5:30, so maybe I'll call for pizza. If pizza delivered around 4, I'll give her a chance to get something to eat. If I call at 4, we'll have it by 4:30. Gives her 45 minutes to get something to eat before we have to leave for the theater again. I went to the play again last night. It was in a lot of ways it was even funnier the second night. The timing I think might have been a little bit better. They did have some technical problems. The cameras they were using to do the, quote, filming, unquote, were, one of them malfunctioned, which was kind of funny, because it just sort of fit right in with the whole incompetent soap opera production company. It just sort of fit. It was pretty much fun. I enjoyed it a great deal, and I'm looking forward to seeing closing night tonight. Now, who are these people? A whole family. Dressed in suits and jackets and LDS missionaries or something. A lot of people picking up leaves today. There's a guy with a huge side bag vacuum. It's a side bag mower. It's probably 36 inch walk behind. Picking up the leaves off this guy's lawn. Noisy thing, I'll give it that. He's wearing ear protection.
Do you?
two cars worth. I just walked by them. They're nattering about where they're going to be going next, apparently. I'm not sure. But it's odd. They're parked on the side of the street where there are no houses around. It's the straight transit way. So yeah, I'm guessing LDS, although they didn't have their elder badges on or anything. Oh look, there's a hawk. It's a big hawk. Is it a broadwing? It might be. Like there might be a pair of them. This would be the season. Actually, it's a little bit late for them to be migrating. Raptor migration happens usually in September and October, but maybe they've migrated into this range for the winter. That'd be a good place for hawks, for big hawks, because heaven knows there's plenty of food for them here. All the geese that come in over the winter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now I let my scanner go off, so I haven't been clocking the kilometers or collecting my XM for my ingress activities. Somebody's gone through and taken out all of the big enlightened farms around town, so they're really hampering my ability to get in and level. I did make level 4 yesterday, but I'm going to have to start stealing control areas, I guess. Not going to happen today. I've got too much to do today. I can't be driving around town. Got to clean the kitchen. I've got to get... I'd like to get to at least 40% on South Coast today. That might be quite a stretch, but we'll see how it works out. So let's see, where is my recorder? Let me find it. 19 minutes on the record. So not a bad average. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.